The Cabinet will meet this morning amid ongoing controversy over the state's handling of legal claims from families who were wrongly charged for care of their loved ones in nursing homes over a 30-year period. The Irish Mail on Sunday published documents uncovered by Shane Corr, a Department of Health whistleblower, who alleges that a memo was prepared for the then Health Minister James Riley in 2011 on minimising public payouts for residents who had a medical card but who had to go into private nursing home because there was no state-run care available. Its daily edition has more revelations this morning, this time involving the Taoiseach. It says he was alerted to the policy in 2016. Well, we're joined now by the co-leader of the Social Democrats, Roisin Shortall, who was a Minister of State in the Department of Health back in 2011. Roisin Shortall, you're welcome and good morning to you. Were you aware during your time in the Department of Health of a plan to keep compensation payments quiet?
Good morning, Audrey. I wasn't, no. At that stage, I was in the department for about 18 months between 2011 and 2012. I was the Minister of State with responsibility for primary care and didn't really have any role at all in terms of nursing home care or long stay care, and certainly wasn't briefed at all about the reported memo. And there does seem to be quite a bit of kind of confusion around this. It's claimed in the Mail on Sunday that this was a memo devised in 2011. And the Taoiseach then, or a government spokesperson, said last night, I should say, that the memo actually predated July 2011. So I think it's important that we actually get sight of that memo. There's a number of documents that are critical to this entire issue. And those documents need to be published and we need to have an opportunity to actually see the facts involved in this.
Does it surprise you to learn that a strategy existed, possibly for decades, to draw out any legal process for as long as possible and then to keep compensation payments to a minimum?
It does surprise me, all right. Now, what doesn't surprise me is the confusion and the lack of certainty around charges generally and around legal entitlement to healthcare. I mean, this has been a problem for many, many decades and still remains the case. Within the health service, the law in relation to entitlement to care, it talks about eligibility, that people are eligible for care, but they don't have a legal entitlement. Just as, you know, people have a legal entitlement to social welfare, for example. And there has always been a very grey area here. And indeed, in the Sláinte Care report, we call for clarification on this, that legal entitlement to healthcare should be set out in relation to public healthcare. And we're very unusual in this country in not having that. What there is eligibility. You can be eligible for public services, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the services are there. And there was an element of that, I think, throughout the 2000s when there was certainly public debate on the issue in relation to who should be entitled to public health care in long-term settings and who should be required to pay for them. So, you know, the situation changed on that throughout the 2000s where initially, going back to the 1976 regulations, where it was found that the health service could charge people who didn't have medical cards for nursing home care. And that was done. But we know also that in addition to that, people who had medical cards were also charged and that needed to be addressed in 2004. There was a clear direction on that. The government then tried to subsequently legislate to charge everybody. And that was struck down in 2005. They brought in new regulations in 2006, allowing them to charge everybody. And that lasted until 2009, when the Fair Deal scheme was introduced, which provided greater certainty in relation to who had to pay and who hadn't.
In terms of the Taoiseach, he was Health Minister from 2014 to 2016. What questions do you have for him this morning specifically?
Well, I note that the Taoiseach said yesterday that he wasn't party to devising or agreeing the legal strategy. And I don't think that was the allegation that was made. The allegation that was made on Sunday was that while the strategy was devised in 2011, though that is also being contested by government, while it was there, the claim is that the strategy was devised in 2011, but that the Taoiseach was briefed on it while he was Minister for Health some years later, and indeed the subsequent minister, Simon Harris. Now, that point hasn't been addressed by the Taoiseach, whether he was briefed on it or not. He didn't respond to that yesterday. So I think it's important that we find out what was that briefing for both Leo Varadkar when he was Minister for Health, and also the subsequent minister then, Minister Harris. So again, that's another document that we need to see. What I did yesterday was I wrote to the Oireachtas Health Committee proposing that we would have a special sitting at an early stage, and that the Secretary General from the Department of Health, Robert Watt, and somebody from the legal section in there would come in and brief the Health Committee on all of the background to this, because there are conflicting reports on what actually happened. The allegations are being made in the Mail, and then the government has a different view on that. So it's important that we see those documents and that people can make up their own mind.
I want to ask you, though, about the strategy which existed and the memo in 2011. That time, the country was broke, as we all well remember. Why wouldn't the government want to limit its exposure to potentially 12 billion euro of taxpayers' money?
Well, this is a strategy that is pursued in a lot of different types of cases by government. And it's a legitimate enough strategy because anybody contesting cases attempts to limit that exposure and limit the costs involved in that. But that has to be balanced against treating people fairly. And, you know, there are many, many stories in relation to people with very little means, people who were entitled to a medical card, and the means test for a medical card is very strict. So people with no money at all who should have been entitled to public health care were gone after by the state to pay for this, and wrongly. The state was would seem to have been doing that illegally, and that's what, you know, the government of the day had to balance and had to decide, how do we treat people fairly and yet not expose the state to a huge liability? And there is, you know, the potential liability is also contested. At the time, you know, it's reported that that potential liability was in the region of 12 billion euro that was split between public and private patients. The CNAG was reporting, though, and I noticed when, again, just last night, some documents were released. The CNAG was reporting at that stage that the potential liability was about €1 billion, 1 billion. And that scheme to repay people what they were owed subsequently wound up with a total cost of just over €500 million. So again, that's conflicting information, and that needs to be brought out so that people are clear about what the facts of the situation were.
There's supposed to be a Dáil debate on this next week. Does it need to happen sooner than that, do you think?
Well, you know, this whole saga goes back decades, and I think it's important that if we're going to have a Dáil debate, that it's a full debate and all of the information is made available and the documentation is released. So I think it's reasonable to leave it until next week. I think it should be early next week for the Dáil debate to take place. But I also think that this issue is so complex and goes back so many years. I think it's important that while statements in the Dáil from, you know, government representatives and from the opposition are important, and I think it's important that we have an opportunity to ask questions, I do also want to see this dealt with at the Oireachtas Health Committee, because the complexity of it requires it to be teased out over a period, and that can be done at a committee where you can, you know, there can be a back and forth and you can go into the detail of it and scrutinise the documents. And that's why I would also like to see a session of the Health Committee with the Secretary General in attendance next week.
Thank you very much indeed. Co-leader of the Social Democrats, Roisin Shortall.